was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thank you for joining me. It is Sunday, July 27th. And if you received my email earlier today, or if you listened last week, then you understand that we have a very special program because we're going to continue our discussion with the one and only Tom Schultz, who will be joining us in a little while in the program. Tom was on last week, and as we were blessed to have him, and those of you who listened probably understand what an important program that was and how informative and how important that program was spiritually and in your attempts to enforce your commercial remedies and also to protect yourself when you are brought into Caesar's lair in shackles or, in fact, otherwise, in any other manner. So Tom will be here and will be spending the entire program with us at leisure discussing those points again. Now, those of you who don't know, there is a transcript of that program, which a couple of very kind fellows who will go nameless compiled for us, and it's making the rounds quite briskly on the Internet, as it should. I don't usually read transcripts of the program. I hate to. It's bad enough I have to listen to my own voice, and then having to read it would be adding insult to injury. But in this case, since Tom did most of the talking, I read every word with great diligence. And I can tell you this, that if you study what he said, which is, in my book, the best point-for-point treatise in how to handle yourself in court that I have ever seen compiled in one area, and you import that into your understanding and into the very fabric of your DNA and take on that calm temperament and that knowledge base and practice it, you will very quickly accelerate your confidence where you will be able to not only understand but prove, if you're ever in that situation, that it is your courtroom, that you are the supreme justice, as I believe he put it, which is a very brilliant way to put it, and that there is no need for timidity about the obvious, proper spiritual order of things, namely that you are the sovereign man and descendant of the founders and creator of that corporation, and they are your public servants. So we have a lot to talk about tonight, and Tom is out at the BIC Beginners Workshop, which is being put on by a group called BIC Study Club. As I've mentioned to you before, I'm not affiliated with the Study Club, but I'll tell you this, I understand that that seminar, which is being held in Las Vegas, is going to be packed with hundreds of people who will have a hands-on experience over 5 days in how to prepare their own strategies and documentation, how to work on their own materials, and how to arrive at a work product. I'm so thrilled that it's that successful and that this information is expanding at a rate that even the most paranoid of United States agents cannot put back into the box. Folks, we'll be back after a 2 or 3 minute break. We have a couple of pieces of information for you, and then on to Tom Schultz. Don't go away.
question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. All right. I'm not surprised that the BIC Beginners Workshop out in Las Vegas is busy. And I mean more than busy, that it's going to be packed. Because judging by the email traffic that I get with people who are not real pleased that I'm not holding any more retreats, some of them downright nasty about it, and that's understandable, I believe. I may have misjudged the amount of interest there is in America to add to the technology and add to the mentor base. And I'm human, I make mistakes. Excuse me, I'm a man, I make mistakes, and I'm going to make many more. I'm sure I'll probably make one in about 10 minutes. So I'm glad that there is that capability for people, especially on the West Coast, to access Las Vegas, easy town to fly into, and garner that information. As some of you know, I have decided to run a Canadian-focused seminar. I've announced this by email, and I believe I've mentioned it on the air. And I had asked my Canadian friends to contact us at an email address, restorecanada@hotmail.com, and advise us of their preference for two three-day seminars or a five-day BIC law merchant retreat type seminar. And the response was overwhelming, and it was overwhelmingly in favor of the five-day seminar. And we were frankly very surprised at the number of Western Canadians who wish to attend that seminar so that they can build upon the information that they've received from Winston seminars in Canada and now really expand into graphic technology like the BIC administrative processes that we put together and the enforcement strategies and integrating the ZYA processes and the various BIC instruments and things of that sort. So the decision has been made that we will sponsor a Canadian-focused seminar. We haven't even given it a name yet, but it will be October 30th through November 3rd, about an hour south of Ottawa, just across the border in the United States. The good news is that we will be bringing all of the American technology as well, and we will talk in terms that are applicable to both sets of forms, both kinds of processes, our current processes adapted to the Canadian format and procedures, and also some new technologies that we'll be adding as well, which I think you'll find stellar. So Americans are welcome. However, it's 2 hours from an American airport and an hour from a Canadian airport. So either way, there's some driving in mind, assuredly, to and at a time of the year when it will be rather chilly in that area, I understand, although it should not be inclement with snow, we certainly hope. And it's a wonderful facility. It's a much bigger room than we've had in the past, and really well-equipped and professionally installed PA systems. And so it should be a good opportunity for those many who are angry at me. Now I can say, hey, you have no reason to be angry. You just have to be able to rent a car for a few days or a one-way drive or take a bus up or something of that sort. Anyway, a quick message before we bring Tom on for a point of interest to listeners and to those attorneys who like to listen to the program, many of whom I understand, many of whom are not real pleased with Sam Kennedy, because I've made it clear that I intend to, and we have succeeded in breaking the stranglehold of the attorney class on the people by simply sending their own process back to them, requesting proof of claim, and if they fail to state a claim, holding them to the penalties for stating a false claim, and also their inability to exhaust an administrative remedy if they refuse to enter one. They're so used to going to court that they've forgotten what administrative remedy is all about. And if you don't believe me, just check Iron County, Michigan, where a chief judge or chief justice in that county part has been disciplined after she failed to give due diligence to an administrative process. Guess where that administrative process arose, folks? Of course, from one of our people. So anyway, for the record, this program is for entertainment, and I hope that everybody who tunes in regularly is duly entertained. Being free is painful, and we need some entertainment and amusement, certainly in this society. For the record, I do not give people advice or tell them what to do. I don't want that responsibility. In fact, it would certainly be a spiritual violation for me to assume that I have some sort of godly knowledge as to what you are capable of executing. And so every man and woman must make his own decision, must do their own research, and must take responsibility for their actions. I simply share with men and women and attorneys and government agents, attorneys in fiction. See, the attorney class has it wasn't them. They don't know any better, but the words have been co-opted. The word attorney has been co-opted to mean the attorney class, a bar attorney, a quote-unquote licensed attorney, when in fact the term attorney, legally, lawfully speaking, for hundreds of years, has meant nothing more than an agent. Am I an attorney? You bet I am. Am I an attorney at law? No. I'm an attorney in law. I'm an attorney in fact. And they have also co-opted the term attorney, in fact, to imply some sort of private arrangement that really doesn't have recognition. Well, in fact, the attorney-in-fact relationship is the attorney relationship, and the word attorney has been co-opted to imply an attorney at law. But they're at law, they're not in law, their own letterhead says so, and those of them who are smart eventually ask that question. Why does my own letterhead say at law? Why does my deed call me a tenant? Why has there not been a penny of inflation in the United States prior to 1913 when the Federal Reserve Act and Income Tax Acts were passed? What is going on? And Lord, what have I participated in the robbing of the wealth and future and responsibilities that my children and grandchildren are entitled to by birthright, by divine right? So I just tell you my beliefs. I won't advocate to you any 16th Amendment nonsense or any statutory nonsense because I don't care about their private corporate regulations. You hear that? And so I have no compassion to recommend any attitude toward their statutes. I recommend everyone act lawfully. And if you choose to act unlawfully and send me a subpoena as if I am a legal fiction, let me tell you what happens. I immediately assess the value of that subpoena. I return it, accepted, fully accepting the liability and paying it, making it payable to the U.S. Treasury in sufficient value to cover all possible injuries and to indemnify you against all risks. That could be a $1,000 case, but I may think that it's valued at $10 million. And I will assess that $10 million against the bond of any party who is kind enough to make me an offer to expand funds under public policy. I warn you of that so that you don't get yourself into trouble, friends, especially my attorney in fiction friends, because I will charge that payment to your bond and I will assess it and perfect it and assign it to IRS for them to collect. And I may do that with 1099 process. I may do it in other processes. There's no shortage of ways I can have IRS eager to collect. If there's no shortage of ways, I can slap a lien on your bond. There's no shortage of ways I can slap a common law lien on and your equity courts can't even touch it. I may issue a warrant for the arrest of your bond, track your bond, go right to the holder of it, and seize it or place a lien or levy upon it in that institution. And if they fail to comply, I'll lien up their whole bond department. And I can and will do it. And if anything happens to me, the people I've trained and work with can do it in my name place instead. I may ask you to present a warrant. I may present you with a warrant and ask you to present your authority from Yahweh to intrude upon a living man. I may charge you in thousands of ounces of silver for your intrusions on my divine rights and waive any tort claim so we don't have a controversy and there's nothing to adjudicate, only to collect. And I haven't even scratched the surface. So for any attorney out there who says, oh, I know all about Sam Kennedy, trust me, my friend, you don't want to know all about Sam Kennedy. You better stick with just what you know in your process, little world, and not invite yourself into my house. Because if you do not, you will find out how patriots have been leading their lives in suffrage and no longer are willing to do so. And your life will be changed forever. Especially when you find you're out of your comfort zone, you're out of your statutes, you're out of your courtrooms, and no one can compel me to come into your house. On that happy note, when we return, I'll tell you a brief story about two guys in prison, and then we're going to bring Tom Schultz onto the program. My friends, please don't go away.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Welcome back, my friends. All right, we have a very short segment here, and then we're going to go to Tom. Let me tell you a story about two men in prison. This could be hypothetical, or as we say in various documents, real or imagined. There are two friends in prison, and both are learning or have learned how to be law merchants and are fairly adept at it. And one decides, they have a dispute, and one decides to sue the other. Let's say it's a lawsuit for, hypothetically, $7 million. And so one files papers against the other, and for some reason, Party B, the defendant in the case, doesn't respond timely. And so Party A, the plaintiff, files a motion for default judgment, or perhaps even off the top of my head, files a motion for summary judgment based upon certain facts in an affidavit or a pleading. And then Party B fails to respond, and so the party moves for summary, Party A, the plaintiff moves for summary judgment, and the judge grants it. And now Party A is sitting on a court-ordered judgment for $7.5 million. And lo and behold, Party B, this could be your homework assignment for the week, Party B files a Chapter 7 bankruptcy claim. Now, bankruptcy is very easy to file, folks. So those of you who have been to the collecting and bankruptcy course or listened to the CD understand, or if you've looked at the forms or if you've been through it once, twice, or like one friend of mine, 13 times. 13 times in Chapter 13. Something ironic about that. And he goes ahead and files the voluntary petition and some of the other supporting forms. It's a day's work to fill those out, especially for a patriot. And when Party B files bankruptcy, he fills out Form 6D, which, as you may recall, is the schedule of secured creditors. And lo and behold, he names Party A, who is the holder of the court judgment for $7.5 million, as his primary secured creditor. And so now, at the meeting of the creditors, who shows up? Party A in shackles and asked to have them removed because he is not capable of handling his own affairs if he's in shackles. And he makes it clear to the trustee that he expects the trustee to collect on his court judgment against Party B. Now, the missing element here is that Party B has a perfected security interest through administrative process in the prison and in the Bureau of Prisons, not against any individual, but against the system, against the CAFR funds, against the collective collateral, or against his own promissory note, which is in the hands of the individuals. So now, in order to pay the court judgment, the trustee is required by his or her oath of office to execute on the debtor in bankruptcy's successful, perfected lien, which is soon to become a levy, which has been achieved by way of BIC administrative remedy. That's just something that I know some of the folks who listen to this program or don't have the opportunity to listen but can only read transcripts might find of significant interest. I'm not recommending the process to anyone, but I'll tell you this. I've been talking about suing our friends and relatives and suing our own, the straw party of the misnomered name, for a number of years, and I think very creative things can be done. And then it's on the table. You don't like my lien? I don't like your lien on my body. So since you're now the surety, and we have voluminous records that prove it, what do you intend to do about this other than adjust the account? That's all we want the bankruptcy court to do, is adjust the account. And if that trustee fails to do so, first place I'm going is Party A, the creditor, is back to the state court with an order that judge require the trustee to execute on the judgment since it's within the trustee's powers. And I imagine we could have some fun with that. I'm not saying that the bankruptcy court and every other one of their de facto courts isn't geared to denying you your remedy and won't use every opportunity, but I am saying that if I was in that position, I would use every one of my opportunities and my knowledge to cement those liens in such a way that their only choice is to act as a rogue and not collect on security interests, which is in direct violation to the purpose of the court and the U.S. bankruptcy, or they can join themselves to the lien as a co-claimant and wind up with even a more significant liability, personal liability, when they act outside their oath of office. So that said, let's see what time it is here. Oh, saved by the music. When we come back, without further ado, Tom Schultz. Please stay with us, friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoner at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy. Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Cement floor this morning. My head felt like somebody been a walking on it. I don't know how I got here. I don't remember nothing at all.
My friends, I'm not sure. I'm getting some silence in my earpiece. Am I on the air? I hope I am. I hope I am. Welcome back. We had some static and a brief technical glitch there, folks, during the commercial, so I trust you can hear me, which is your misfortune. And now, without further ado, let me introduce a fellow who most of you either know or are aware of, a founder of ZYA, across a little pious, the most humble man I know, and he eats determination breakfast, and Ray is out in Vegas. Certainly, he doesn't hear any stories about a run on the Tropicana with promissory notes. So please welcome to the program, Tom Schultz. Welcome, Tom.
Good evening, Sam. Thank you for having me again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I can hear you loud and clear. I know we had some connection problems on your end also. You sound marvelous, Tom.
Well, that's all the water I've been drinking all day, Sam, trying to defeat the desert.
Well, I was referring to the electronics.
Well, good. Hopefully they're cooperating now.
Yeah, how is the heat out in Las Vegas?
Actually, relatively cool for the last day or two. Yesterday was only about 94 or 95 at some point in the day. And I think today we might be up to 110 again, but As they say, it's a dry heat, Sam.
And how is it cool inside the hotel?
Absolutely. It's actually been very pleasurable so far today. Beautiful pool outside and, you know, nice weather, nice sunny day, and a lot of activity going on, and kids all over the place. So it's pleasant to watch people have a good time.
Very good. And I understand you're going to have a robust attendance at this Law Merchant Retreat, or at this BIC Beginner's Workshop, as it has been called by the BIC Study Club.
Well, thanks to you, Sam, because of your making this announcement and making people aware of this, we understand that there's been more than 300 people who have applied to attend, although about half of those came in the last 2 weeks. So we're making a lot of last-minute arrangements for people trying to get in.
Yeah, and why do you think that there's been such a run on the table, so to speak, in the last week?
Well,
could it have anything to do with your appearance on the program?
No, I don't think so, Sam. I think the only
motivation
is that Sam is not doing retreats anymore, and they'd like to continue with their knowledge and improve their skill level.
Proof positive, folks. Even Tom Schultz passes the buck to Sam. When the rest of us listening know that you're full of it, Tom, that people got an earful of what you had to say last week. And I can tell you this. I've been over that transcript word for word. As you know, I've had a very busy week, very busy couple of weeks. Last night I worked till about 5 in the morning. And nonetheless, despite that, we've made use of your great testimony. Because, Tom, you have a way of putting the things that people feel in their hearts into calm, usable language and bringing in a sense of irony that makes non-believers assuredly sit up and take notice that perhaps they've been praying to false gods all along. So I'd like to just briefly review a couple of things from last week. I have not had a chance to prepare for the program. I've been working right up until it. But I do recall that you began basically by saying, I'm not here to plead. I am here today to address the counterclaim pursuant to certain crimes to which you have confessed, or if they haven't confessed, if you haven't had completed paperwork, I'm sure you might be talking in terms of crimes that have been perpetrated to which I will testify right now, and pursuant to the defendant's misprision of felony obligation. That's pretty much, I believe, how you began in the courtroom. Also,
yeah, because
you said
excuse me, I'm sorry, Sam.
No, so, go right ahead, Tom.
I more or less anticipate after my many visits to the courtroom that the crimes will be ongoing and they're going to be supported by some of the actors in the legal profession who will be there in the courtroom. The prosecutor, the judge, perhaps a clerk, maybe a bailiff. So I'd like all these people to recognize, you know, what exactly they're going to get into, because I don't recognize unlawful behavior of anybody, and I don't think any of us should. And yet we all know what they are. We know that when people are issuing threats against us, that that's not lawful. We can all communicate in any which way, fashion we'd like to. That does not involve threats of violence or physical force or coercion or jail time or anything else. And so why can't we have these kind of conversations and help resolve things the way men and women should?
And so when you're met by a threat, or when you're met by supreme arrogance, you and I had a brief conversation earlier in the week about one such arrogant agent who will take a technicality and try and turn it into a prison term. How do you respond to that, Tom?
Well, I, you know, frankly ask them, what opinion do they think they, I mean, what background are they using to defend this position of threatening another human being? Does this court believe that they are above and beyond the law? Or do they recognize that the law has prescribed limits that they're bound to keep within? And
even if you did not have at hand the limits of that particular individual's scope of powers, you would be wise enough to phrase a question to them in a general way that would put them in a yes or no situation. Do you recognize that you are duty bound within certain strict limits as to obeying the law? And you would place it to them in such a manner that they really have to say yes or no on the record.
Well, yes, and I'd like to invoke them to you know, use their titles of authority. Are you an officer of the court? Do you understand that an officer is recognized as an officer and a gentleman does not tell lies? I will assume that you are going to operate as an officer of the court. Therefore, why would you want to presume that I'm going to listen to a lot of legal fiction here? By what mindset are you trying to play here when you're trying to create legal fiction? You know and I know that this Constitution of the United States has already informed you that statutes do not apply to sovereign men and women. Therefore, why
do you have
those statutes out?
Do you have a citation for that handy?
No, I don't. I'm not here to educate you on law. All men are required to know the law. And law comes from Scripture. Are you not aware that Congress has declared that the Bible is the Word of God? Okay? Are you not aware that the Bible is the only book in the world that you can produce in a courtroom that's exempt from the hearsay rule? Because it is not hearsay. It's written by God. Therefore, if you want to bring law into this courtroom, I suggest you do so. In the meantime, what makes you think that you can violate the law of the Creator, or the laws of nature, or the laws of necessity, under your colors of law? Statutes are terms of contracts. Now, what contract do you believe that I'm in that brings statutory regulations into my life? And I'll let
how
you
have they,
these things.
How have they answered that question to you in the past? What answers could the listeners expect to that?
Generally speaking, you know, we get a show of authority. I'm the judge in this courtroom, and I'm here to advise you. Well, that's fine that you think that your title gives you some special designation. But on the same token, I've just asked you, for and on the record, do you think that you are above the law? Are you a civil servant? Are you commissioned, and are you accepting funds to act in a... I'm missing a word right now, impartial manner. So
yes.
If your job is to be an impartial arbitrator of a discussion in here, following recognized civil rules of procedure, which we would say all civilized men should allow each other to talk and communicate and address all the issues that concern a matter. Now, I have no problem with following a prescribed set of rules in order to not interrupt each other constantly, in order to lay out the facts one by one, in order to put the items of contention up on the table. But if you are trying to create contention, then what is your purpose here? Is your purpose here to seek justice, or is your purpose here to seek controversy?
Let me interrupt you 1 second. This is a very important point, and I'm going to ask you to repeat it, because you have just placed on the record, in a situation such as the one we discussed earlier, a bona fide record that indicates that the judge or the hearing officer or the agent is acting in a manner that is impartial, in a manner that is uncivil, and a manner that is outside the civil contract or the civil compact by way of his oath of office. And you have established yourself as a reasonable man. I'm here as a lawful man today. I'm willing to obey a set of rules that allows men to speak civilly with each other, to clear the air, to have a frank discussion, not a discussion in which one party imposes his will on the other using legal trickery such as legal fiction to evoke an outcome that would impair the divine rights of the other party. You have really placed that all on the record, I might emphasize, calmly and so rationally that he would have a hard time responding in any other way. He can't, in front of the other officers of the court, make any sort of claim or rise to violence and yelling and screaming and red-faced slobbering as they do without impugning himself and setting himself up for a removal, a warrant, a peace bond, or an arrest.
Or I'd ask himself to recuse himself if he has a specified prejudice because he is a member of the bar, for example. If he is prejudiced against me because I refuse to accept a bar attorney to represent a legal fiction, which I am not, then perhaps his prejudice would be a good cause for him to remove himself from this case. Would you agree, Judge?
How do you expect he would answer that question?
Sometimes I get a lot of silence, Sam, in my questioning of court judicial officers. many times I ask him things that relate not at all to law, but just to the common interaction between men and women. When do you suppose that taking property from a man or woman for a corporate fiction is justifiable under the law? Is there some statute you can point to that gives you such a level of authority? Or are you not aware that governments have been instituted since the beginning of time, since the foundation of Babylon, only as a use of force in order to steal and rob what belongs to others? Or is there any other function of government in this world system, no matter what we call it, communism, socialism, Nazism, democracy?
Democracy.
What? Yeah. What exact religion are you talking about here, Judge? Because all the isms, including democracy, are a religion. I find it curious that the Constitution requires two things. Number one, don't mess around with the establishment of religion, which is exactly what they were doing when they created the Constitution, a new religion where state is God. And don't impair the right to contract, because they had no other way to come in and steal your property except by the legal concept of contracts. Now, what contract do you think that I got into that gave you the right to take away my inalienable rights? Since when do you think that you can order me to violate my contract with the Almighty, okay, which is first and foremost, in order to fulfill the contract terms that you're asking for here?
Let me interrupt you there. Hold that thought precisely, because that may be the most powerful point that you have raised. You didn't just ask him for his authority. You asked him for his authority to impair your covenant with the Lord. And that is, my friends in the right hand, extremely potent. Where is your authority? Where is the piece of paper that authorizes you to impair my covenant with the Lord? Is that the position you're taking? Do you have any such authority? Please continue, Tom.
Well, I'd like to demonstrate that I'm not trying to act unlawfully in any which way, shape, or form. I'm trying to act like a man has a duty to act. We have a duty to recognize each other as fellow living souls that's created by the Creator. And therefore, I have a duty to regard all people as God's own, His children. So I don't have any authority to go stepping on other people. Now, there are times when most people will tell you I'm as ignorant as most. And I don't really want to say ignorant in the wrong context. A lot of times I will use these kind of psychological tools just to point out to people when they are acting childish or stupid or irresponsible. And it's not because I don't love them. I'm trying to point out the fact that, you know, although we've all been trained in the education system they designed in order to raise our hand and ask permission to go to the bathroom, by what authority do we need to ask anybody's permission to do what we need to do? God has already given us the right to do so. God has given us the right to go to hell if we so choose. And if God himself will not circumvent that, then by whose authority do these actors come in here? Because the Lord himself will not disallow my decision to go to hell if I choose.
And when you propose that they demonstrate proof of claim on their authority under Yahweh to impair yours, what response do you get? I know what the judge is going to say, but I think the listeners would be interested in whether you encounter silence or whether you encounter another response.
Well,
when you bring
silence,
the Lord into that courtroom.
Don't try to switch topics. Don't try to go to some discussion of statutory law or what they...
We're not here today to discuss such things. We're here to take a pleading on this violation, blah, blah, blah.
Well, Your Honor, what will you do if I don't consent to enter a pleading?
All right, now let me ask you to pause. Let me ask you to pause there. Most people who think they know what they're doing would go in and say, I'm not going to plead today. I'm here to discuss such and such, this, that, or the other thing, or I need time for an administrative remedy. But you, with your wisdom, took it one step further, and you turned it into a question. And I can't emphasize that strongly enough, folks. In fact, I had a discussion 2 days ago. I must have said to these people 20 times, you need to ask that as a question instead of stating it. So, Tom, that's brilliant. You say to the judge, please repeat that question. You say to the judge,
Well, I'm not sure what I just said, Sam. But anyway, I was actually focusing on what you said. So I don't know how to repeat what I just said. And I know this is very difficult, Sam, and please forgive me when I don't do this.
That's fine. My memory does the same thing all the time.
These normal conversations are kind of a flow back and forth, and that's why I say it's very fluid dynamic in the courtroom. It's a lot like a soccer game or any conversation you have with your children. And I'd like to emphasize to people that, you know, they know how to deal with their children, and they know the tricks that their children play. We will use mom against dad. We will say so-and-so said this and so-and-so said that. And really, the authority of an adult and the authority of a grown man who takes responsibility for his life will be to listen to your children, not vex your children, of course. But on the same token, when you're trying to be manipulated, you know you're going to bring the law of the house into play.
Yes, Tom, let me interrupt you there for a quick break. Folks, we'll be back with Tom Schultz in a couple of minutes. Don't go away, please.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm sorry for dropping the microphone on the table here. We're here talking with Tom Schultz, and before the break, I pointed out that Tom had asked a question instead of making a statement, and the importance of that particular approach. Constantly shifting proof of claim, constantly, to the judge or the party that's addressing you. And in this case, he said, instead of, when he was asked for a plea, instead of saying, I'm not here to plead today, he said, Judge, what would you do if I don't plead? Tom, would you pick up there, please?
Well, I might follow that up with, would you enter a plea on my behalf? If so, what would
Right, and by doing that, you immediately go on the offense because he will enter a plea on your behalf, but when he does it, now he's throwing the ball back in your court to stop him. So that's a very brilliant move.
Well, I've suggested this to people many times. I ask the judge to enter a plea for you, and then I say, please let the record show that the defendant is now the judge who has entered a plea of not guilty. My business here is done. Thank you very much. I'm leaving.
Precisely. The judge has pled on behalf of the defendant, has let the record show he has accepted the surety position. My affairs are closed, and have a nice day. Very good, Tom. So have you done that in court and walked?
Oh, many times, Tom.
And their reaction when you turn around and head to the door is?
Generally speaking, I'll hear somebody make a commentary about, excuse me, like to talk to you some more or keep discussing things. And I recognize that as a new offer to contact, and I'll just keep moving on. Out the
right.
Doors,
what if you heard someone in the background say, if you leave, we'll issue a warrant for your arrest? Is that a new offer you would walk away from, or is that an offer you would turn around and address?
I might turn around and ask the judge if he'd
like a
new opportunity to create new funds. I have my pen ready. How many funds would we like to create today? And what purpose do you have for them, Judge? Are you going to be a receiver part of those funds? Are you in receipt of kickbacks from the Drug Enforcement Agency? Do you participate in these racketeering scandals? Are you like some of the Secretary of States we hear about in the newspapers who have boxes full of money in their closet, don't know how to get rid of?
Yeah. Would you address the misnomer? For instance, Your Honor, since it's been established on the record by your own testimony as to the separate legal distinct nature between the defendant, the paper defendant of record, and this living sovereign man, then I would deem that to be an application to be joined to my perfected security interest in the defendant, the fee for which has been previously established at $5 million, and I'll be happy to write you out a true bill right now before I send it into IRS to collect.
Exactly, Sam, and that's why, you know, we all owe you such a debt of gratitude with the documents you prepared for us. One of them that I loved and I carry with me every time I go into court is the verified affidavit of facts for criminal complaints, all the 18 U.S.C. violations, and you could go through the checklist. Excuse me, are you going to commit perjury against your oath of office? Are you eliciting subordination of perjury? Are you trying to commit treason against the American people by levying war against their Constitution or aiding its enemies? Are you going to continue with this seditious acts? Are you eliciting my voluntary response into involuntary servitude?
All right, let me interrupt you there. Let me interrupt you there because the music's playing to end the first hour. Yes, where did it go? Folks, we'll be back after 1 minute station identification with more of the wisdom of Tom Schultz. Don't go away.
Men, are you yearning?